2, Scene 1. Enter Lucio.
I do desire to be a leper. I do desire that I were taken to the High Cross and given a bloody back. I do desire such pains as hell hath taken to a black-damned assassin. Any of these, and more besides, if I might exchange them for my present circumstance. For though long hours I have stood outside the church, and my eyes have searched for that blossom of her hair, yet no sign hath come. And now I am afeard to return home, for mayhaps her father hath become privy of our unlawful marriage, and stolen her away from my household. How foul that I, a soldier, who at the great roar of a howling cannon hath yawned, or at the sting of that arrow which pierced my leg I smiled, and now brought to shameful terror by a fright I know not of. Such does love make cowards of us all.
Enter Reggio, Marcus.
Good Sir Marcus, though you be in possession of some fair portion of those marital funds so strangely procured, yet withal you may not purchase the cathedral.
I am deceived in this road. What native sprites and odd enchantments are so mortared in these stones that they twist about so strangely, and here thrust up a church out of the very stones where a market stood not an hour before?
If you may forgive me, sir, that we are not on the best path for this market I did bespeak some several times. You are but a stranger to this city. I pray, let yourself be guided by me.
Ah, but yet here is a fine consequence of my error. See here, Lucio, who is so dear to me as were he from my blood. Hail, Lucio! What, sir? So pale?
No mind, good Marcus. I had not thought to see you hither.
Aye, and so far from our mark, 'tis little wonder. And yet, sir, we are most blessed with his presence hereupon. For there is some small matter best described in the shadow of this worship house.
Am I discovered?
Know you, Marcus, here within Florence we have a most merry custom. Afore a matrimony, those most sacred rings that so bind the fortunes of those sweet lovers together may not come within their view till the priest calls for them. For if they do see them, ruin and barrenness shall befall them. Thus they are given unto a fine, well-loved man, not of the family, until the ceremony doth call him forward.
I am as much a Florentine as he, and yet have I ne'er heard of such.
Now here, sir, are rings I have commissioned. Do they suit the purpose?
God's breath! Most wondrous!
'Tis well, then. Then unto you, Signor Lucio, I place these charges. I should like nothing so well than to see this ring given by you unto the dear Elena. Do you fathom me, sir?
Marry, sir, I do perceive your meaning.
Well enough, then. But come along, Reggio. We have yet more to prepare. Come after me.
I am soon behind you, sir.
Exit Marcus.
He shall no doubt lead me back to his native island afore we are brought to the market.
Sir, if I may trust your kindness, where is sweet Elena?
Fear not, good Lucio. Of the lady, I may tell you she's perforce of her father within with the Duke.
She was to meet me here.
Ah, then your ambition is no less than I had thought. But I am with you, sir. Meet me and my sweet Florena, and we shall bring you and your lady together with the speed of angels. But no more words, for I must away with Sir Marcus. God be with ye, sir.
God save you, good Reggio. I am made most joyous by this news.
Exeunt. Act 2, Scene 2. Enter Benvolio, Merryweather.
Of all the truths I do know, sir, none is so certain as that I have a stomach, for I do hold twofold proofs thereof. The first, that this stomach did bellow so at me that I could scarce hear cannon's report over the din of my own belly, and now I am proved of it again, as it be packed so full I may not view mine own foot.
A hard-earned proof, assuredly. If thou wert so industrious in any action so much as the filling of thy belly, thy former master may have been less hasteful to release thee.
Nay, sir, you be most mistaken, for I have some passion even greater than food.
Name it!
Sleep, my lord. I am so accomplished a winker that I have slept through my late master's beatings.
I knew I would find thee good company, knave. And now I continue my search for that lady I told thee of. Thou mayest travel with me if thou wilt.
Enter Frederico, Tranio.
Ah, God save you, fellow.
Well met indeed, sir.
I do seek the book merchant of this town. May you so direct me?
Merryweather, thou rascal. Hast thou led this poor man astray?
Nay, man, I am not such a dunce as to be led by a fool.
Wherefore do you traffic with one so late of the Duke's purse?
I am released of the Duke, sir, and he of me.
Of the twain? The Duke had the better bargain.
Be still, fellow. Sir, I see thee for a traveller. How far a journey for this parchment that you seek the bookseller?
No great distance, sir, only so far as Verona. And yet I seek no book but a lady.
What woman do you seek, sir?
There is a woman of Verona, the fair Rosaline, and I am sent to fetch her back thither. My kinsman Sebastino would have her to wife. For her own, the lady should be no man's. She disdaineth Adam's son as a pestilence. Were I Sebastino, I should want no traffic with this wench, and yet I am bound to search for her by love of my kinsman.
A heavy load, sir. I am thus gladdened to have but little family. But tell me, why the book merchant, if you seek such a one?
Sir, I should as soon see this woman with no book as I should a barrow minus the wheel.
A moment, good sir. Let me speak a while unto my servant. Here, sir, this fellow seeks the same bird we shoot for. Did I not tell thee chance and fortune serve love's cause?
Or rather misserve. Should he find her, we are undone, my master.
Ah, and yet we are the further ahead by a name. Rosaline, and no other is who we seek. Listen a moment, then. I shall send thee to guide this man unto the bookseller. See that thou walk most circuitously, and through whate'er maze can be found, so that time shall be once again our ally. I, for my part, shall continue on with this name upon my lips.
As it is your will, master.
Well, sir, my servant Tranio hath been here in this city so long as to know some few of its secrets. Then, sir, be guided by him, and you shall be at the mart afore you may say Jack Munster.
100 score of times.
Oh, I thank thee for this kindness, sir. How may I call you?
I am Frederico, sir, but none so well known in this city.
I am called Benvolio, sir, but not so well known in any city. Many thanks again.
No more, good sir. Go away with you and follow close at my servant's heels.
Exit Benvolio, Tranio, Merryweather.
Here I have played an unkindest trick upon this man. Yet I may hope fortune shall reward him his troubles. But no more dalliance. I am away.
Exeunt. Act 2, Scene 3. Enter Rosaline, Florina, Nell.
I dare say there are some few stranger adventures to be found in my tomes, but none have passed so close as this odd venture. For no other reason than sport, you endeavor to join these lovers, giving fair Cupid a respite?
Can it be otherwise, coz? I'm so much of the part of love, I must obey her every whim.
And is this Reggio so fine a man? I have seen love upon the eye of many a fair maiden, and yet I have ne'er been so blinded with its light as when I do see thine orbs. Wherefore do you love him so well?
Love is the opposite of fire, my Rosaline. When fire meets fire, they do consume each other. But when love meets love, there they engender more stronger passions.
As two hares breed in a corner and beget still more hares.
And so thou lovest him the more, him loving thee? And then he loves thee all the more, thou loving him? This serpent hath its tail betwixt its teeth.
Ah, thou hast less passion than a dead nun. Come and let thy mind be more swayed by thy passions.
Enter Corbia, unseen.
Cause it mattereth not whether I share in thy love for this man. I do love thee. And for thy sake, him. Thy joy is a light to my heart. Yet peace, good cousin. I have no jealousy for thee, but can bear no more of thy love for Reggio.
Remove that, and I am nothing. It is my whole, my being, myself.
Then speak not, but list. I do have some thought to the matter of Sir Lucio and his sweet Elena.
I did know my sage could fail me not.
This advice be far from sage, but 'twill do. In my home, Verona, some brief time ago, there were two young lambs wed in secret of their parents, and here is how 'twas arranged, that she, feigning a need for confession, did arrive at the church, and was so quickly wed by a supportive friar as a hare is snatched by the hawk.
Did all go well for these two?
It may be said truly that they are in a better place, but make no matter of it. Shall this plan do for our purpose?
Aye, truly. Let us soon be gone, sweet Rosaline. We shall soon be witness to the wedding of this sweet Englishwoman, for know ye, she is to be shriven this very eventide. And I do know a certain priest who may serve our purposes. As the clock strikes 7 shall this lady be wed, and we two awaiting her as attendants. Come, time to us is no friend.
Exit Florina, Rosaline, Nell.
Ah, then Elena shall marry not the Duke. Well, I have no love for the father, Marcus. Aye, and if this Elena marry elsewhere, she may not marry the Duke, and thus shall I win the wager with that blustering windbag, Frederico. And so, silence means consent, and I grant mine.
Exits. Act 2, Scene 4. Enter Tranio, Benvolio, Meriwether.
God save me from these fools! I have seen the whole of this city 3 times o'er, and should now think it to be more bigger than Caesar's Rome.
Soft, good sir, for see, I have now brought thee within sight of the book merchant.
And I am not mistook, we are but 100 yards from where I did begin this journey with thee. Hang thee, thou villain! I will have no more traffic with thee. Return to thy master, and plead him beat thee in my stead.
As you will, sir. I shall return to my master, and receive what deserts he think me worthy of.
Exit Tranio.
Come, Meriwether, what ails thee?
Oh, cruel man, I see you now for the fiend you are. Had we but set out to this merchant's stall afore my stomach was so stuffed, I should have flown above thee having no weight. But nay, I must first swallow an anchor into my gut. Then, so scarce able to walk, I must travel the distance of France to Denmark. Yea, and I most puzzled how it should be that in all our travels we should not once strike down the earth's ramp. Up, up, always up! I must now stand atop the world. We have gone so far up. Prithee, sir, let me rest hither.
As thou list, knave, I am weary of thy prattle.
Enter Corbia.
Good merchant, hither. May you tell me which of yon book merchants holds the finest wares?
I am a money lender, sir. Ask me as fruitfully how lead might be made gold.
Mayhaps, lass, a more modest query. I am come to seek a lady of Verona, Rosaline by name, who might have dallied in these marts. For the finding of her, I may offer some reward.
Rosaline, say you? Therein be a name that rings not new on mine ears. I know not where she be this mom, but may shortly bring you where she shall be found.
Well, sir, step quickly. I am ill of seeking.
Follow my back, good sir, and forget not your purse.
Exeunt. Act 2, Scene 5. Enter Reggio, Lucio.
Here have I arranged to meet with my sweet Florina, that joy of my being. She and I shall endeavor to bring together you and your dearest Elena. Though Lucifer should stand at her father's back, we shall yet prevail.
Enter Elena.
And now here's that same sweet star on whom your fortune's favor falls.
Alas, is our so secret desire thus revealed to the world?
To the world, nay. But to this good merchant, aye. Thou mayest trust this man's sensibility, for he hath earned my faith. He plays for our part.
Oh, my love, pardon my heart's desire. Would that I might tell thee a tale of sharp-clawed griffins, foul harpies, and odious sprites. Those unearthly terrors alone should have withheld me from thee. And yet thou wert there, the priest was there, and I not. Oh, pardon my love, my cherished one. A frown from thee might tear my heart to pieces.
And thou wert to do the same 100 times more, and yet plead still thy love for me, I shall be happy. Do but let me have thy love, and I have more than man might ask generous Jesu grant.
They kiss.
Should Zeus hurl his cannons and shatter this house into the ground, I dare say they shall not notice a whit.
Enter Frederico.
My lord Frederico, you are well met. Look here at another of your successes.
Thou givest me credit for that which is of thy pen, good Reggio. And yet, this is wondrous news.
Ah, Signor Lucio, now that this love labor is past, give greeting to this man. I present Frederico and the author of my unasked-for assistance. Then, sir, be glad of him, and give to him your confidence.
Were ever two people so stored with secret friends?
Wherefore, sir? I have ne'er laid eye upon thee. How then may it be that you so press your endeavors for our happiness?
Sport and chance, sir. I have all that man might want in this world, so I trust my skill to get for those who have less. But how speeds your love, lady? Is it so solid as that kiss might tell?
None may love so well as I do adore my Lucio. Howe'er, fortune may yet deprive me of him, and so my life. My father hath designed that I should marry the good Duke, and though I give him no more love than I might have for a kindly priest, feel he doth esteem me.
Nay, he shall not have thee, for though I do love him as his best subject, I shall not permit no man, even an emperor, to steal this fair dove from me. And so I swear, by this sword.
Tush, signor, no talk of sword and treason. Be content with the role of lover, and look not for the soldier's part. Your collar may yet be your doom.
Forgive my passion, dear friend.
I see, Reggio. Thou art a master of both thy love for Florena and the love betwixt these twain. I then leave them to thee, for I am yet on my quest for that last lover. Love guide thee, fortune shall follow.
Farewell, sir.
I must with all speed. Soon shall I find that dear Rosaline I seek. Rosaline, Rosaline. Beshrew me if I have not within the day met this perfect Rosaline.
Exit Frederico. Enter Rosaline, Florena, Nell.
Come, my Rosaline, here in my Reggio's home we shall impart our plot.
Here I find myself whole again. Blessed angel, I have too long from you been departed.
They kiss.
If this be love's great champion, then I am well done to avoid her court. My cousin might with a glance bring princes swooning to her feet, and here she is enamored of this haggard cope man. Yet I see a devotion upon his eye, and an affection above affectation. I shall make no impediment. She is happy. All else matters not.
Thou art my life, dear Reggio. Come now, I include another in our confederacy of love. Here my cousin Rosaline, fleeing also from unwanted love.
I give freely my loyalty to any of this lady's branch.
Thy love for her points to thy zeal for that. You are well met, good fellow.
I am glad as well to acquaint myself with you, lady. In brief, I am that same Lucio your cousin hath no doubt told you of.
I am made glad of your friendship, sir. And you can be none but that Elena whose name hath so oft followed that name Lucio in my cousin's mouth.
Aye, and would that I might so closely follow him till eternity passes.
God save me from these lovers. Go ye, Lucio. Keep thy lady's father from suspicion. I shall make her acquainted with a wise strategy to bring her unto the chapel. When all is prepared, shall I send for thee by my servant Nell. Now away.
Exeunt.
You have been listening to Six Lovers in Florence, Act 2, Part 1. Written by Daniel Wenzel, produced by Seat of Our Pants Players. Stage directions by Liz Music. Lucio was Adam Gastengee. Riccio was Ray Greenlee. Marcus was Richard Mooney. Meriwether was Jonathan Moore. Benvolio was Dan Wenzel. Frederico was Andrew Dell. Tranio was Michael Krellen. Rosaline was Rebecca Scheimer. Florina was Brianna Kubi. Nell was Jill Wenzel. And Corbia was Dana Bonner Andreessen. Light Sting by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Licensed by Creative Commons under Attribution 3.0. Other music and sound effects by www.freesfx.co.uk. Please look for the conclusion of Six Lovers in Florence on this podcast very shortly. And as always, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you later.